100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. The weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories, and the weekly challenge topic this week was I Was Very Young. We got a few stories in this week, and I'm going to share them with you. That's it. I'll get out of your way so you can have yourselves a good start to your Sunday morning.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 025. As limbs and torsos became untangled, and the grumbling made its way to a silence that matched the silence of the ruined city, again the first voice to speak was the captain. I was very young when I last beheld the skyline. The sun set in a greenish glow. Ford turned to Cervantes. Your work, sir? Time's work, Ford. Molly wrapped her arms around herself and rocked back and forth. Parker found the remains of a chair and offered it to her. We all seem to be in one piece, said the Time Lord. Who's got the duck pint? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
I was very young when I was torn from my loving family, enslaved and forced to be a plaything for the very rich. I was very young to face the reality of a life of pain, loss, and grief, of torture, abuse, and depravity. But I wasn't young forever. And as I grew, so did my thirst for revenge. Now that I am older and stronger and free, I seek recompense. And I will have it at any cost. I'm coming. Not for you, but for your children. So, guard, you're very young, for I am coming to take them.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic I Was Very Young. It's called A Word to the Wise. They do say that you don't have to be old to be wise, and I gained a great deal of wisdom even when I was very young. I quickly learned that a frown, the threat of tears, or a quivering lip would instantly result in cuddles, warm milk, and lullabies. Throughout my childhood, I gained greater wisdom and had a charmed life full of good things, treats, and a marked absence of bullying, playground taunts, and detention. Yes, indeed, I'd learned the wisdom of letting people know who I was. And when you're the son of a mafia boss. That's it. All done. Goodbye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 825, with the prompt of, I was very young. So here's my story. The giggles faded away, and silence settled over the gathering. The old woman turned the flashlight on Bilbert and shuffled toward him. Sabrina's mouth hung open in shock. The old witch looked at Sabrina. "Close your mouth, dear. A bug might fly in." Before Bilbert could laugh, the woman turned on him, her dark eyes cutting into him. "I was very young once, too." She looked at Bilbert's hand. "Fortunately, the ceremony is complete. Go eat your caramel corn." As everyone headed to the cottage, Bilbert noticed the ring on his finger and wondered when that had gotten there. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
I was very young, and I didn't know anything. And I would ask people if they wanted to play a game. "Okay, it's your turn," I'd say, and I'd stand there staring at them. Whatever they did, I'd say, "3 points." It didn't matter what they did, it was always 3 points. If they asked if it was my turn, I'd say, "It's still your turn." Sometimes I'd shout, "Foul," or other times I'd shout, "Timeout," and wait a while, and then shout, "Okay, time in." Even though I am old, I still like to play games, and it's still your turn.
And that's the weekly challenge for you. Thank you to everyone who was a part of the weekly challenge this week. You can check out the text of everybody's story and so on and so forth. I think Lizzie's audio didn't stick to her email, but you can check out her story over there at the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Thank you for being a part of this. The next topic is Brownie Mix. I look forward to hearing from y'all. And, as always, keep it brief.